Now, more than 3,500 languages are in danger of disappearing altogether. That's according to new research at the University of Cambridge. The endangered tongues include Far Eastern dialects and Old Kentish Sign Language. A new database is being launched today to document and give people access to the world's disappearing languages. Dr. Mark Turin is the director of the World Oral Literature Project. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm surprised at this figure. It's a huge number, isn't it?
It is. If you think that half of the world's languages are close to either endangered or extinction, then we have to realise the situation is critical and urgent.
Isn't it a natural process for language to change and sometimes die out and transform altogether?
It is in part, but the biggest issue right now is that the forces that are leading to language extinction are greater than ever, and some communities willingly give up their own tongues, but others are forced to by nation states that don't support them.
If you look, though, at the influence of Latin across the world, it's huge, isn't it? You know, we talk about Romance languages, i.e. languages of Rome, which have their roots in Rome. Isn't this just part of the dominance of a language that dominated because of the Roman Empire, in the way that English has dominated because of the various empires which were English-speaking?
That's an important point, but I think the fixation on Latin is because it's a written language, and languages that have written records often have a longevity and importance that far outweighs their speaker numbers. We must not forget that all languages are first and foremost spoken or signed, and thereafter written. And most of these endangered languages don't have traditional written forms.
Yeah, the sign languages are fascinating. Tell me a little bit about Old Kentish Sign Language. What's
right,
that?
Well, it does what it says on the box, but it's an extinct deaf sign language. What's interesting about it is that there are some documents that relate back to the 17th century about the language, and it may have been, although some scholars dispute this, the originating form of sign language for most of America as well, that went over to Martha's Vineyard on the ships.
Really, yeah. Now, you're an expert in the language called Thanmi, is that right?
Thanmi, that's right. It's an endangered language spoken in Nepal on the border of Tibet by a community of about 30,000 people.
Spoken only, not written?
That's right, spoken only, not written, until the last 5 or 6 years, when I've been working with the community to produce teaching books and also local resources for the radio as well.
And it's interesting, isn't it, how, you know, you think of perhaps even bigger languages than that, which are written down. There's often resistance to people who want to keep, for want of a better word, niche languages alive, isn't there?
There is, and that resistance can come from all quarters, both from perhaps older generations within the community who say, well, we benefited not at all from speaking our language. In fact, you know, we were disparaged for it. So learn the national language, learn English. That's the way forwards. And also from the, you know, younger people who say, well, I'm not going to get ahead with this language. But there, I think there's a kickback now. People increasingly connected with their heritage, with their ancestry, and want to know where they came from.
Well, it's interesting that this week is Family Week on Five Live. We're looking at, you know, things that relate to family all around. And I looked at my family tree at the beginning of the week, and I studied languages at university, and it occurred to me, why don't I speak Irish? Why haven't I taken the time to study Irish? You know, well, but in just one and a half generations, really, it's gone completely from the family.
It does. And one thing to say about the UK is that we are pretty monolingual in terms of how we think about language. We introduced language relatively late into school and education. And one of the legacies of, you know, colonialization has been that of English dominance everywhere. And most people in the world speak more than one language. They're multilingual or plurilingual.
Now, can I ask you to introduce our weatherman, Darren Bett, please, in the Thanmi language?
Oh. Daran sakalikai sewa niko mausambid yanguri wakilongudu.
Marvellous, thank
it's a good
you
job
so
I
much.
It all day.
No, I'd love to listen to it all day. Thank you, Dr. Mark Turin, director of the World Oral Literature Project.
Nice surprise. I think I'll stick to English. Because-